This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
I'm Jake Sarwar. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories include a look into the life of Al Boscov, meeting the new International Student Recruitment Director, and get a recap of last night's comedian performance. We'll also have another edition of Politics This Week, a Monarch Sports update, and a look at the weekend weather. Al Boscov donated millions of dollars to charitable causes around Northeast Pennsylvania. After Boscov's passing last Friday, Joshua Frankovich took a look at his contributions to the area.
Albert Robert Boscov of Reading, Pennsylvania, passed away on Friday, February 10th, 2017, at his home, surrounded by his family. Mr. Boscov was born in Reading on September 22nd, 1929. He graduated with a business degree from Drexel University, and he also received an honorary Doctor of Arts and Letters degree from King's College. He served in the Navy during the Korean War, and after his service, Mr. Boscov returned home to join the family business. In 1962, he opened Boscov's first full-service department store in Reading, Pennsylvania. Boscov's has since become the largest family-owned department store chain in the nation, with 45 stores in 7 states, employing over 7,500 workers. As chairman of Boscov's, Mr. Boscov set new standards for successful retailing, community involvement, and civic duty. His philanthropy and dedication extended to all the communities Boscov serves. The city of Wilkes-Barre honored Mr. Boscov by declaring April 4, 1985, Al Boscov Day, in recognition of his dedication to that community and the leadership role he played in the revitalization of downtown Wilkes-Barre. Ann Rodella, Director of Sales and Marketing at the F.M. Kirby Center, expanded on Mr. Boscov's philanthropic contributions.
In 1985, Al Boscov gathered a group of community members, and they started doing fundraising to take the old Comerford Theater, Paramount Theater, and at that time, it was going to be named the Paramount Civic Center. And during the fundraising effort, the F.M. Kirby family gave a donation and became the naming rights for the center. But Al Boscov really spearheaded that group that started the effort to take a rundown movie theater and make it a beautiful performing arts center. What I think it says to his character is a reoccurring theme that we've spoken about before when referring to Mr. Boscov, but obviously much more now that he's passed. His love was people and the community, giving back to the community. He treated his employees like family, his customers like friends, and I would imagine even back in the day, his competitors were people that you work with. And I know we feel at the Kirby, there is no bad competition. More business brings more people downtown. More people going to the arena means more people are going to the restaurants that might see a Kirby advertisement that may come to the Kirby, and vice versa. Like, any business that's bringing people to Wilkes-Barre helps us be successful, and I would imagine that's how Mr. Boscov's felt, that just bringing people here to enjoy downtown Wilkes-Barre, to enjoy the Kirby Center, his store, any of the stores. Mr. Boscov had a way of making you feel proud about what you were doing with his contributions, with the care that he gave to any organization that he worked with. He made you feel special. And I think in making different organizations feel that way, you feel special about your town. You feel special about the people that you're working with. Because any amount of kindness, any amount of care, I think the natural tendency is to pay that forward. So it just trickles down everything that he did. We have constant reminders. Walking in the building is just a reminder because, anyone that works at the Kirby Center, it's fun to call this the office when you're walking through an Art Deco theater when you come into work in the morning. But we have a plaque dedicated to Mr. Boscov in our lobby. We actually have a portrait of Mr. Boscov's in our offices upstairs. So it's almost like every day is Al Boscov Day.
And then elaborated on some of the shows and events that the Kirby Center holds, due in part to the contributions from people like Mr. Boscov.
We have a wide variety of shows ranging ranging from headliner bands. We had a Ringo Starr and his all-star band play last June. We have a really strong Broadway series. We have Annie next Thursday, 42nd Street, Stomp, Rain. But at the same time, we do smaller shows in our lobby. We have a Live from the Chandelier concert series. Those tickets are very reasonably priced, usually $30 or below. We just started this year a brand new series called Lobby for the Arts, where we're doing small art shows in the lobby. And then in the main theater, you know, we have Daniel O'Donnell, Brian Wilson is coming. It really, the theater, the doors are open more now than they ever have been in our history. We're just celebrating our 30th birthday this year, and every day we book more shows and bring more acts in, and we're happy to have the doors open, and we have Mr. Boskov to thank for that.
And then offered some final comments on the legacy that Al Boskov has left.
I think the final comment is to live in a town and have this beautiful building be standing. I think it's next year, it's 80 years for the building. It was built in 1938. And to have so much, the job they did restoring this is astounding. The doors, the brass doors as you walk through, the theater doors, all of those are original to 1938. The plaster sconce work in the building, it's all original to 1938. I think it's outstanding to have that, and he spearheaded the production. We're forever thankful.
And this was Joshua Frankevich reporting from WRKC.
With the recent influx of international students over the past 2 years, King's has made a new position to accommodate these students, the Director of International Student Recruitment. Station manager Jessica Mulligan interviewed Emily Liu on her new role here at King's.
The King's College community is constantly changing and morphing as old students graduate and new students begin their academic journey. These students are often Americans, but there also have been an increase in international students around campus. This is due in part to our new Director of International Student Recruitment, who has just begun at the start of the spring semester. Emily Liu has more than 14 years of experience in international student recruitment. She earned her bachelor's degree in English and China at Northeast Normal University and her master's in business administration from Northwood University in Michigan. She shared more details of her background.
Before I come to King's, I work at Central Michigan University, right in the middle of Michigan. It is a public university. I've been there for almost 6 years before I come to King's. And while I was there, just started my job, they have 600 international students. My job is international recruiter at the beginning for first 2 years. And then after 2 years, I got promoted as director of international recruitment. So our numbers for the 5 years, we doubled number from less than 600 up to 1,200 international student. That's a huge campus, but try to diversify the student body. You know, I learned a lot from there and to recruit international student, to build a relationship with university, with partners worldwide, but we have major focus in Asia, in India, China, South Korea, Vietnam, and Saudi Arabia as well. And we expand to other areas. So I build this experience, and so I land in King's. I hope I can use my previous experience to start my job at King's.
She defined her job as an international student recruitment director here at King's.
We want to expand our area to include, to recruit international students. We want to have a diversity of international students on campus, and we want to have a good strategy and to build a really good relationship worldwide with university, with agent, with the parents. So we can learn not only from what they need academically, what to learn from their culture. So so we can how we serve them better. So, you know, my job, I think the purpose is build good strategic plan for international recruitment, student recruitment, and expand area, international recruitment area, and build a foundation, build diversity of student body.
Lou also talked about her experience here at King's thus far.
I'm very happy. I'm very pleased to be at King's. This is a private Catholic school, and I see the environment, atmosphere, people willing to help international students. They put the extra time, extra help to try to help students to succeed at King's. So this is very valuable for us and for me to see the service give to international students. When they see the people try to help them, they feel it's home. And they love, they fell in love in this place. Like first time, like me, when I come to at King's, even the first day, I said even a couple hours, I fell in love with King's.
Finally, Lou discussed why she chose this career path in the first place.
This is my passion. It's always at the beginning where the first person to meet them to build this international education bridge to send them to North America. So from that on, I just love this job.
Keep on the lookout for new members of the King's College community, whether they be students, faculty, or staff, and be sure to give them a warm Monarch welcome. For WRKC News at 5, I'm station manager Jessica Mulligan.
Connerton's was packed on Wednesday night when King's hosted two comedians. Program director Nick Rotundo interviewed Brett Druck and Michael Harrison after the laughter died down.
Recently, King's College held a comedy show on campus in Connerton's. Two comedians, Brett Druck of South Orange, New Jersey, and headliner Michael Harrison of New York City, had the crowd laughing nonstop. This was Brett's first time performing at King's, and he explains his take on the show.
It was great. It was a lot of fun. They were a good crowd. Yeah, they were just warm off the bat. They were a dream crowd.
However, this was Michael Harrison's second time performing at King's. Michael went on to explain if there was any difference between the two performances.
Oh my gosh. To be honest, no. This has always been a great audience when you come here. Kids are actually pretty smart. So they get a lot of the subtleties, whereas sometimes I feel like there's other colleges where those kids are dumb as bricks and I have to be very blunt.
Both Michael and Brett talked about their thoughts on the issue of political correctness, or being PC, at colleges when performing. This goes back to 2 years ago when Jerry Seinfeld stated colleges are now too PC and he will no longer perform at a college.
To be honest, I don't understand how Jerry Seinfeld ever did in colleges. You know what I mean? Like, he's been making millions with TV projects and corporates, and the idea of doing colleges to me seems sort of like beneath his money level. But then again, maybe some of the higher ends were paying that much. Yeah, all in all, he's squeaky clean. I feel like he's just standing up for other comics, but I don't think he would be directly involved. Like, I've actually watched him live a few times the past couple weeks. The guy is so solid and everything, and clean and brilliant and witty and smart. I don't think these would be that thing. I just don't think he's done colleges. You know, like, I think that's just a general thing. He's so beyond it, and he's doing great.
I haven't experienced it too much. I do open for a comic named Steve Hofstetter, and I've seen a little bit of the oversensitivity and kind of virtue seeking, as it's called, in that I have a joke where I say I have trouble being sexy, and I have trouble choosing the right words when I'm trying to be sexy. So I was trying to tell a girl that I had very specific desires, but I ended up whispering, "I have special needs." I did that joke, and it's a pretty harmless joke, but a girl was tweeting that during Steve's set, and I was opening for him, that the school should never hire him back because of the joke that I made. She didn't even know which comic made the joke, let alone did she listen to the whole joke. So she was like saying, "You're making fun of handicapped people." And so I think that's really the only experience I've had with it. I do think probably if you have the choice to just no longer work colleges. You're in the top one percentile of comics, because most comics don't have that luxury. And I think most comics will rise to the occasion and adapt and learn to go with the times and the ebb and flow and learn to write around the sensitivities. And there's always something else, always another way around.
Both Michael and Brett not only perform at colleges, they also have a lot of other things coming up in their careers. They went on to talk about this.
Things coming up right now, I've got a few festivals. I'm taping a serious taping over at the LOL Sudbury Comedy Fest, and then I'm part of the Clean Headliner Showcase for Laugh Fest, so they bring like 8 of the premium clean headliners, and they showcase us over at the festival. And then besides that, yeah, I've got a few other things. I'm not allowed to talk about them for another week or two, but yeah, I got some good things on the horizon.
Well, I should be releasing my album sometime next year, so you can check that out. But that's all I've got on my plate for right now.
For more information on these two comedians, you can check out MichaelHarrisonComedy.com and BrettDruck.com. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Nick Rotundo.
Coming up next, we'll hear the latest on former National Security Director Michael Flynn on Politics This Week, recap this week in Monarch sporting events, and get a look at your weekend forecast.
Hi, I'm Gary LaVox from Rascal Flatts. You know, music has always been a huge part of my life. It's something that I started pursuing as a kid and never gave up on. It took a lot of hard work and dedication, but it paid off. Music has allowed me to travel around the world and to meet a lot of interesting people. So don't let anybody tell you that your dreams aren't possible, because they are. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
This is DJ Nick Rotundo. Tune into 88.5 FM Wilkes-Barre every Sunday night from 5 to 6 and listen to my show, The Rocking Dead. You'll hear some great rock music, and I'll talk about what's new on AMC's The Walking Dead. As always, keep on rocking and watch out for those walkers. Only on 88.5 FM WRKC, King's College Radio.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC, Wilkes-Barre.
What's the latest news with former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn? Find out on Politics This Week. Michael Flynn has denied discussing sanctions with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak before then-President-elect Trump was sworn in. The Washington Post reports that in an interview from January 25th, Flynn told FBI investigators that he did not discuss anything of diplomatic importance with Kislyak. This is drawing questions from the justice community whether Flynn lied to the FBI and to Vice President Mike Pence, the former of which being a felony offense. Upon Flynn's ousting, President Trump asked retired Vice Admiral Bob Hayward to fill the position. CNN reports that a friend close to Hayward said he called the job a variety of sandwich that cannot be named on radio. Retired Army General Keith Kellogg is currently acting as National Security Advisor and is a strong candidate to replace Flynn. Former Labor Secretary nominee Andrew Puzder withdrew from the confirmation process. He was cited as too liberal on labor and immigration processes. He also had an undocumented immigrant working as a housekeeper for a number of years, only paying back taxes upon his nomination. Andrew Acosta, an esteemed lawyer, is a new nominee, and if confirmed, would be the first Hispanic in Trump's cabinet. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, Paul Ryan is well into the honeymoon phase of the presidency. He says Congress will be the most productive of our lifetimes due to the Republican bicameral legislature and executive. This comes after many sources were unsure whether Ryan would be cooperative with the Trump presidency due to their adversarial relationship during the campaign trail. This has been Politics This Week. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh.
This is your Sports Director Dan Stokes with your Monarch Sports Update. The King's College men's and women's basketball teams travel to FDU Florham tomorrow. It will be the last game for 8 seniors. The women's team has a 5-18 overall record, FDU Florham is currently ranked 25th in Division III. This will be the last game for seniors Kayla Fairheller, Casey Seitz, and Shay Grimm of their King's College career. The Lady Monarchs are led by Rebecca Prochak, who is averaging 11 points a game, and Olivia Hoffman, who is averaging 8 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 blocks a game. The Lady Monarchs tip off at 1 p.m. The men's basketball team has a 5-19 record on the season. This will be the final game for seniors Derek Wilkins, John Deeney, Nate Oliver, John Fizzini, and Dan Ratecki. Dan Ratecki is averaging 14 points and 7 rebounds a game. Junior Connor Calais is averaging 13 points a game. The men tip off at 3 p.m. The King's College men's lacrosse team opens up their season at Keystone College this Saturday. The Monarchs are looking to build upon an average season where they went 3-11. King's College wrestling coach Ned McGinley coached his 905th and last wrestling match against Wilkes University last night. His historic 48-year career came to an end with a split with Wilkes. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now the weather. Tonight will be clear with a low of 32. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 59. Sunday will be partly cloudy, also with a high of 59. Tickets for The Tempest are available to reserve from box office at kings.edu. Tickets are free for students. The show is on from the 22nd to the 25th at 7:30 and at 2 o'clock on February 26th. Sign up for the MIC Fashion Show in the Campus Activities Office. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Jake Sarwar. Have a wicked weekend.